Okay, somewhere we could show the Titans. I mean, if we say that this whole creation exists in consciousness and mind, and in whose mind? Well, looking from our point of view, is in my mind and in your mind, and with how come then that we are experiencing the same? Mental imagery. So then it's because there are there's a collective mind and see in that way, it's nature we see around us. It's beautiful, wonderful, fantastic structure. And exists in someone's mind too, right? So, and in the creation story of the Puranas, for instance, and in all cultures of the planet, there are all these gods, devas, demigods, who are said to be in charge of, you know, different aspects of this nature. There's the sun god there and the wind god and so on, the water god. And if you go to Greece, then you have the Titans there, who are seem to be like the real, like, basic forms of nature, you know, like the rock. Chaos. From which then the Olymp rises with all the beauty and order and all of that, right? Civilization of the cosmos. So then I'll just picture in my mind for some animation, illustration, or whatever, this view that I think I've seen it, where the Earth, you know, we are on some surface here that we call Earth, who we call Mother Earth, being roundish in a way, it seems, and well, there's life everywhere. So, I mean, this idea of Earth just being some pile of chemicals behaving in strange ways, that I kind of encountered in school and when I grew up, I don't buy that anymore. I mean, it's just so far-fetched because, yeah, I mean, where does all this life come from then, which is the main most important thing here. And it's not a thing, it's us, me and you. I mean, we are in here, we're alive, and that means a lot to us to be alive, isn't it? So, then why not see this planet that we are on as a big living being too? You have the skin here, the soil and the some kind of shell here with the stone hard and very beautiful. So maybe we can see a planet like Earth as another life form. Not one of those with two legs and arms that we are, little tiny germs. You know, when we look in microscopes, we see other little, even tinier germs. Some driven by propellers. You know, they have their and little insects with their instruments and limbs and just different forms that are then convenient for those specific living beings to live. And we should be aware of that, I think. We think about the cosmos, that you go down there, smaller, 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 and there are lots of us down there, the small, small, but alive. And you go down to the bottom of the ocean, there we are too, we who live, little creatures, little folks, sitting on those deep down bottom of the ocean volcanoes, which are super hot, but they thrive there, and yeah, that's life. And even now they found, if you drill deep down into the crust of the Earth, I'm talking very deep down, I forgot how deep that it was, but we're talking thousands of meters. Then, to their surprise, those scientists found, what did they find? They found little living beings in there, down there. Very strange ones, but alive. You know, and down into the smallest that we can't see, this room I'm sitting in now is just filled with life. In the air. In my body, it's more than 50% other living beings that my body is comprised of. Just think of that. Phew. So it's an incredibly multi-dimensional world we live in, where life is taking forms from the smallest to the biggest, but it's all about life. And then some forms that, for all that matters, are forms appearing in our consciousness, we who live. So again, it's based on life. Then it could be easier to accommodate, at least start to fit this concept of gods and angels and devils and, you know, all kinds of supernatural, as you call it, as we call them, living beings. And some so much more powerful than we are. Why not? I mean, do we really think that we are the little creeps here down? That we are the highest developed beings in existence? I mean, think about that. If that's not hubris, I don't know. So, I mean, there are things like that where I think we should and need to reevaluate our worldview.